Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Voice, V-O-I-C-E, voice is this hour's code word. Text voice to 72881. By the end of this hour, you've got a chance at $1,000. That number again is 72881. This is our national contest. One lucky winner is going to get $1,000. Message and data rates apply. Voice. Is this hour's code word? All right. I'm going to do like just crazy sort of celebrity adjacent crimes here. Yeah. Well, this first one is anyway. The second one is actually a celebrity committing a crime. A massive stockpile of firearms has been confiscated in, and I'm seeing Bel Air in this story, Holmby Hills in another story. They show it on a map and it's, I don't know, 2.5 blocks from the Playboy Mansion. It's right around the corner from Michael Jackson's home, the Jackson family home. I mean, this is like in the thick of the rich people of, you know, Beverly Hills, Bel Air. The sheer number of guns is astounding. These weapons were recovered after a search warrant was served. They're saying here at a home in Bel Air. And they're, so yesterday, in the middle of the day, they hear from a neighbor who's saying, I think they're selling guns out of this house.
Oh.
And
I thought this was one of those, because people collect things in general in life, and I know that there are gun collectors.
Well, this is the biggest collection of guns I've ever seen, if that is the case. And a lot of them are the same gun over and over again.
So this person's running a shop.
Apparently so.
In
Bel Air. So this is a shot of some of the guns laid out in front of the house. I guess there's three SUVs parked in the driveway. This is, you know, it's what you think. It's a huge mansion. The cops got a tip that was someone in the house was selling and or manufacturing guns. So they were on the scene yesterday. Three SUVs in the driveway. At least two of those SUVs were registered to someone named Cynthia Beck, who also owns the home and may still own it. They're saying on TMZ they have no idea if there's any connection between her and this operation. She apparently lives in Europe and hasn't been seen in or near or around the house in years. But that's who owns the two of the cars and who apparently owns the house. A person familiar with the neighborhood told TMZ they haven't seen Cynthia in years. And they say they've been, quote, caretakers coming and going at the estate. And the speculation is that this could be someone who knows Cynthia doesn't live in the U.S. anymore and is squatting at her house. And it is such a weird thing. I mean, you visually, the amount of guns is overwhelming. They have aerial shots where it just looks like there's...
I honestly don't know if, and I'm seeing this for the first time, I don't know if a gun store would have this many guns.
This is so many guns. They're actually saying that this
you know
is
what I mean? All right, yeah.
Like, I think a gun store is probably going, well, we don't even have that kind of stockpile.
Yeah, they're saying it's at least 1,000 guns. They say the largest, let's see.
Does it say, so the rooms were just filled?
They had to, look at how many freaking guns there are.
I mean,
are.
Did they turn it into shelving?
I'm thinking we're going to hear more about this, that, you know, more details are going to come out. Because if they were making these guns at the house, which is what part of the allegations are, and it doesn't say if they found any people at the house. It was just an anonymous tip that someone was conducting illegal firearms transactions outside the scope of the federal firearm license that an individual would possess.
I don't know that they could do the actual manufacturing. Maybe they're
right.
Doing some kind of modifying.
Right. Let's see. The Federal Bureau, the FTF or ATF, Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms.
Yeah.
They're the lead agency. They were doing surveillance Wednesday morning before making their move, and they were on the scene yesterday when this happened. It looks like about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. LAPD says, we've never had any problem associated with this residence. Here's something. One man was arrested inside the house for the crime of selling, possessing, or transporting illegal assault weapons. And there's everything here. There's tons of handguns, tons of just rifle-sized things. I wouldn't know from one. They look like automatic weapons, some of them. Some just look like rifles. The ATF is saying, pursuant to an anonymous tip, ATF and LAPD became aware of an individual conducting illegal firearms transactions outside the scope, blah, blah, blah. Over 1,000 firearms. Here's a shot of just the handgun section of the store. They say one of the largest weapon seizures from one home happened in 2015. This is another case. In 2015, the LAPD seized 1,200 guns, 7 tons of ammunition, and $230,000 in cash from a home where the owner had died of natural causes, was found in his SUV outside, and that was why they even went and looked in.
Oh.
And at that time, it was considered one of the largest weapon seizures from a single home. This one, I don't have a count on that. I just have to assume that we're going to be hearing more and more about this.
Yeah.
But that was going on yesterday in Beverly Hills, everyone. Or Bel Air, Holmby Hills, somewhere.
That area is really nice, too. My brother used to live near there, and you go through on a sunny summer morning, and you just go, wow, this is how the other half lives.
You mean the other 1%?
Right. Man.
It is so beautiful there. Beautiful. Like, you can't even believe how gorgeous the streets are. Even the street signs are, you know, fancy.
Even the birds sing good songs there.
Oh, they do. They sing only hits. There's no Drake songs happening there. Boy. all right. Now on to another crime.
All right.
Dennis Rodman.
Oh, Dennis.
There's this place
called... Is he still drinking?
Probably. They say that this whole party reeked of alcohol. Mm. There's a place called Vibes Hot Yoga. It's in Newport Beach. Tuesday, he walked in there with 3 companions, 2 women and 1 man. Almost immediately after they arrived, things got weird. The owner says Dennis began distracting employees while the woman, and by the way, this whole thing is on video. So I guess maybe Dennis didn't consider that there could be video surveillance and that the person who was shoplifting the F out of this place while he was distracting them would be on the actual
shoplifting
video.
At a yoga place?
Yeah. Listen, the clothes there are expensive.
Oh, yoga, like a clothing store.
Well, one of those things that probably has like a place where you can do yoga in the back.
All right.
And then a little shop up front is all what I'm thinking. So immediately after they arrive, Dennis starts chatting up the owner or the employees and distracting them.
He'll distract them.
Yeah. While a woman in a long sleeve green shirt began stuffing clothing into her purse. At one point, the woman hides behind Rodman while she tucks a shirt away. And then things get a little weirder. The male companion of Dennis Rodman grabs a huge $2,500 crystal art piece from the front desk and tries to place it on a steel dolly, saying that he wants to buy it. It's heavy, and he drops it.
Oh.
And it smashes all over the floor.
Whoops. Have a good day.
The owner says everyone in the group refused to pay. Dennis blamed the staff for the broken crystal, even though on video, his friend picks it up and drops it on the floor. They left the store with more than $500 in stolen clothing, plus this broken crystal. They left with the crystal. They piled the chunks of it onto the dolly and dragged that out, too. I don't know.
Well, they're going to have to pay for it. They're going to get sued. You know that's happening.
They say, let's see, the owner says, the employees working that day said everybody in the group reeked of alcohol. Let's see. Rodman's attorney said, we would decline comment. It's premature. By the way, he is still on probation from a 2018 drunk driving incident, so this could be a huge deal for him at 57 years old. Here's a couple stills from the video surveillance. You can't make out too much, but you can see the crystal as it gets dropped on the floor and smashes. So I just thought that was so just weird.
It's sad because really got a couple hanger-ons and they're drunk in the middle of the daytime.
Let's go rob a yoga store.
You know, that's just...
It is. It's very... It is sad. And that combined with the weird drug... I mean, the gun bust. Like, what the...
It's so sad.
What the what?
And he's a guy who really worked hard to be something in the NBA.
Right. And was good. He's one of the great players.
Yep.
Now it's just, he's just like kooky. Everything you hear out of his mouth, he's just like, oh, God, Robin, stop talking.
Mm-hmm. Well, if he keeps it up like this, we're going to hear at some point either that he's hurt someone drinking and driving, or he's hurt himself through his behavior.
Maybe he'll get tossed in jail.
Or we're going to hear that he's broke.
Right. Oh, I mean, I actually wouldn't be surprised to hear that at all if he's robbing.
Broke right now. Yeah,
exactly.
The footage is so clear, too. It's like super HD.
Oh.
You know, he's walking
oh,
around.
Oh, wow, sure.
Yeah,
there he is
so
talking to the guy.
Clear. She grabs this piece of clothing and walks over and goes behind Dennis Rodman because he's so big.
Oh,
and then she tucks it into her bag.
I'll take this yoga tutu.
He's just standing there. What about the plate? What about the smashing of the crystal? I want
to
see that.
I didn't get to that.
The employee's just looking at their computer.
Yeah.
They're not even looking.
Well.
You know, anyway, you know what?
There it is.
Oh.
Oh,
dear. Oh, God. Oh, dear Lord.
Boy, oh, boy.
Oh.
He tries to pick it up.
And they say when that thing smashed on the ground, they started jamming more stuff into their purses.
Yeah.
Oh, right. There's arrows pointing at all the stuff as she shoves them in her bag.
There's a distraction. Let's get some more stuff.
Terrible.
I know. It's such a weird story. They are, that's for sure. And he could wind up in jail. He's on probation already. Okay, so for a week or so, we've been talking about an Ed Sheeran, Justin Bieber track.
Jane has on her thing that it drops in 14 hours.
So
last time I looked.
Is it tonight at midnight or something? Actually, that would be maybe 9 o'clock.
Let me see.
Called. Yeah, what time did she post that? Was it at 7 a.m.?
I don't know. Let me see. Oh, fudge.
Well, so you'll hear it tonight on Alice, but we do have a tiny little teaser. You said it's even less than the 18 seconds they're teasing
like 11
here.
11 seconds.
So this is a new song from Justin Bieber and Ed Sheeran, 4 years after they collaborated on Love Yourself.
12 hours, 40 minutes, and 45 seconds till this song, the new Ed Sheeran, plays on Alice. 12 hours, 40 minutes.
And what time was that?
It's a running thing.
That's when it's happening.
It's like
a countdown?
Yes, it's counting down.
So it's tonight at 9. Mm. See, hear it then. Here's your little teaser.
That's all I got.
Is Bieber on that?
Background, maybe.
Huh. So this argument again.
I'm surprised you didn't think that was Bieber, Sarah.
No, I thought that was Ed Sheeran. Wasn't that Ed Sheeran?
That's what I thought.
Because I know his voice. You know, when I picked it out.
Right.
And I was right because Jane said I was.
Hey, Vin, where did you see that countdown?
On Jane's Instagram.
Okay, because I think our website might be down.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, I was looking for the countdown too to repost it on
Radio Alice.
Yeah.
How do you put a countdown on Instagram? That's amazing.
She's good at it.
It just says the site can't be reached, the IP address could not be found.
That's been our HR site is down too.
Yeah. Dude, it's unbelievable.
It's been down for a week.
Can someone reset my password? I've emailed everyone at the building. Please let me just
start
loading it. Yeah, someone log. Let me log on, please.
Oh,
let
I'm
me...
getting Radio Alice.
Yeah.
Oh,
you got it.
You got it.
We're getting Radio Alice.
Okay,
it's working.
Maybe you're just
RadioAlice.com. Yeah, maybe. Best.
Anyway, that was a little taste of the Sharon.
The best.
I don't know what's happening around me.
That devolved into a bitch session.
Chaos. Chaos everywhere you look.
Well, our timesheets are due tomorrow.
No, they were due last Friday.
Last Friday.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh. Okay, next up.
Our timesheets.
Our pet's heads are falling off. Okay, I'm moving on.
Okay.
The New York City subway.
Yeah.
Sometimes, if you're lucky enough, you will see an amazing performance down there. Actually, one of the ways I ever heard about Jessie J was watching her subway performances. They're freaking amazing. So Bryn found this morning. Bryn loves this. Like, Bryn was like, oh my God.
You know, I really like something,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You're not being framed?
Telling me all about it.
No, I'm not being framed.
You're not being
you
framed.
Really like this.
I do. Okay. I really do. I think you will too.
All right.
There's an appreciation for music there.
Please play Tool. Please play Tool.
It's not Tool.
Oh,
it's nothing to do with Tool.
Man.
So there's a busker in the New York City subway system. And you were able to figure out this guy's name, yeah?
I was, yes. His name is, after a lot of people are asking, who is this guy? His name is Jaleb Johnson.
Jaleb Johnson. Mm-hmm. So somebody randomly took a video of him and it's gone viral.
Well, a bunch of people are taking videos because when somebody's good in the subway, everybody pulls their phone out, of course, right?
Like, who's this guy?
So here it is. I'll just roll it.
All right. So he's playing to like a background track and just doing that, just the soloing and singing.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a bunch of money there.
Yeah, a bunch of money.
And a huge crowd. And no microphone, right?
Yeah, it's just cell phone video. Mm. So there's no microphone. He's not mic'd up. It's just the speaker from the amp.
Incredible. Well, the acoustics in the subway are just
amazing. Right? So perfect.
Wow, that's amazing.
Isn't it?
Did you say his name was Jaleb?
Jaleb Johnson.
Jaleb Johnson.
Jaleb?
It is J-A-L-I-B.
Oh, okay.
Could be Jaleb.
Okay, Jaleb.
Could be.
You're right.
Anyway, that's amazing. Sounds great.
What do you think, Vinny?
I like it.
I know it's not.
No, it's not Tool. You're right. That's pretty good. Actually, this song is one of those. It's a man's world. You just go, boy.
Yeah. Ain't nothing about a woman or a girl. You damn right about that, James. It's a James Brown song.
It is a James Brown song, yes.
Not everyone is giggling about the Game of Thrones coffee cup thing. Hooman, did you hear about this week? We talked about it when you were here, didn't we?
Remind me.
On Game of Thrones, there
was
a
the Starbucks. Yeah. Do you have the worth of that cup?
Yeah, we talked about that. You know, it got credited to Starbucks, and that's what's making somebody mad. It turns out that was not a Starbucks cup. It was not a craft services cup. It was from a little...
It's Folgers.
It's from what?
It's from a small business in Belfast, an independent coffee place.
In your cup.
It's not Folgers.
It's not Folgers crystals. Are you sure?
I'm not, actually. It's from a place called Paper Cup.
Oh.
And they're pissed because not only did they not get the original, the Starbucks love, they didn't even get the craft services love. You know, craft services like, hey, it must have been one of ours. It was from a place called Paper Cup. Mm. The owner confirmed it was their cup. He says he's not happy, by the way.
He's not
happy about it. Starbucks got all the attention. I think it's disgusting, he said. It takes the promotion away from smaller businesses that need it, such as ours or someone else's whose cup it could have been. So there's your plug, Paper Cup.
How many stores do they have?
I don't know.
The one.
Yeah, right. just the one place, Paper Cup.
The one store.
The Game of Thrones kids come in there. Oh, my God. It's not Folgers.
You don't know what they're drinking in that.
Hey, Hooman.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I tried to... Tuesday, I tried to show the cup to some people in my family who didn't know that had happened, that there was a cup in the, you know, and they've scrubbed it from the HBO Go.
Oh.
It's not in there anymore. So we had it DVR'd just from our regular service, and we could still see the cup, but if people are going to look for it on HBO Go.
Just like they took out George Bush's head on the stake, remember?
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Well, after they killed Ned Stark, they put his head on a stake, but then they had George Bush's head like two heads down.
Yeah. Oh. Supposedly.
I didn't notice that.
Supposedly.
Yeah, there was a big story on it.
How funny.
I'll look that up.
Yeah, look that up. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
How well do you know your mom?
Oh.
And more after these.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show right now. Caller 97-800-400-3697 gets a pair of single day tickets to see Bottle Rock Napa Valley on Friday, May 24th, with exclusive Friday access into the Jam Cellars Club Room to see unplugged artist jam sessions with Jane. And we got these tickets all week. Listen today, right now, 8:30, 12:30, 3:30, and 5:30 for your chance to jam with Jane at Bottle Rock. Call now. Call number 97-800-400-3697.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up?
Oh.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by The Organic Coup.
Oh.
Tomorrow's Friday in San Francisco. Mm. The Organic Coup serves organic vodka and organic beer at Oracle Park.
Oh, my God.
Come
really?
Have a drink with us and cheer on the Giants.
All right.
The Organic Coup.
Mm. Nice.
Sounds like a party.
Yeah, it does.
That was a big gulp.
And a big gulp of coffee.
Mm. I'm just trying to get the grilled cheese down, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Had to hork that down during the break. You don't get to enjoy your food when you only have six
really
minutes
don't.
To eat it in.
Where's our guy at?
Hey, Bryn.
Never mind.
Didn't need
it's
you.
Okay.
Here he comes.
Oh, he might be getting that audio.
Hi.
Or shoving food in his face.
We go now to last night in San Jose. What I meant to say is first we'll begin with the Warriors.
All
they
right.
won last
Woo!
Night. Congratulations, guys.
Way to do it now. Shut it down.
Way to get through. I mean, we lost Kevin Durant to a calf strain, they're saying. They're going to do an MRI today. Hopefully it's nothing. And yeah. after a little treatment, yeah. he'll be back in for Friday's game in Houston at 6 p.m.
But they were saying he could be out 2 weeks.
Well, I mean, do we want to be pessimistic
no,
right now?
I
mean,
but I just heard that and I thought... That sucks.
Let's hope that's not the case. Yeah. A little treatment, a little Bengay or whatever they use these
Tiger
days.
Tiger Balm.
Get him back in. Get him back into
sure fighting
top
form.
Form.
Right. Like you said, the rest the of the team is awesome. Don't worry.
Right.
You know,
well, they finished it off
team.
Last
sure.
night. Anyway, go Warriors. Now we go to the South Bay where San Jose, where the Sharks won. And move on to the Western Conference Finals. Here's the call.
And that was Randy Hahn alongside Jamie Baker.
All right. Hardly worth it.
I know. I couldn't even tell when the guy scored. I'm
yeah,
like,
after all that trouble. All right. Well, whatever.
Sweating.
Don't sweat.
Sharks move on to the Western Conference Finals, as they just said there. First game is Saturday at 5 p.m. here at home.
I like the call that girl did earlier.
Yeah,
but
oh,
that was
man. Yeah, she was great.
Weird.
She was great.
Unusual weather we're dealing with right now yeah. as there's some rain happening, and it's in the forecast, and just deal with it. I mean, we're right here. Summer's right there.
It's happening this summer, this weekend. Summer happens this weekend.
Okay, good.
I'm convinced of it.
Mm-hmm. I have a question for you, Sarah.
I'm ready for your question.
How well do you know your mom?
I mean, I think I know her pretty well.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you some questions. Okay. And let's see how you do in the mom quiz.
Well,
you
won't know, though.
Yeah, I know. I've already previously discussed with your mom these questions. Now we'll see if your answers line up.
Okay. When did you do that?
None of your beeswax.
You didn't do that.
Where did she grow up?
All over the world. She's born in Philly and lived in Morocco, lived in Algeria.
Oh, wow. Really?
And, yeah. She lived all over the world.
Because her dad was?
A diplomat.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you that answer.
Thank you. Oh, I get that one right.
Where'd she go to high school?
She went to a French school in Algeria. I have no idea if that's right. I'm pretty sure that's right. Mm-hmm. So, I don't
wrong.
Know. Oh, yeah? Where'd she go?
None of your beeswax.
Yeah, okay.
Who was her first kiss?
Oh, I don't know who her first kiss was. She's told me, I don't know his name. She's told me the story, and she said that, you know, that was when she first found out about chemistry. She was so into this boy, and he was like, you know, a cool kid, a little bit older than her, like rode a motorcycle and stuff, and she wanted to kiss him so bad, and then she kissed him. She's like, wow, it's like kissing a dead fish.
Oh, no.
There was no.
She didn't like it?
She didn't. She just said that there was no chemistry.
Huh.
So I always look for chemistry in my kisses.
What was her first job?
Hmm.
These are questions you should be able to answer about your mom, everyone, as we head into Mother's Day. Maybe you should ask her a question about herself one of these days.
I am going to say that my mom's first job Jesus, it couldn't have been the Whitman Foundry. You know, she didn't work.
The Foundry?
She didn't work growing up. And then she went to college. She married my dad right out of college. And she was raising me immediately thereafterward. You know, she bartended. She was a bartender when I was really little.
You know, your mom's listening to this going, I told you 1,000 times what my first job was.
The hotline's ringing. That couldn't possibly be my mom.
It's Rudy.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to say.
You don't know her first job.
She bartended. It was a bartender gig, but I'm not positive.
What was your mom's first car?
I have no idea.
Oh, my God. You don't know anything about your mom.
I don't know.
What's her favorite color?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to say my mom's favorite. I know.
She's screaming in Florida.
It's funny.
Right now
I feel like I know all kinds of different stuff about her.
You don't even know me.
You don't know me.
Mom, text all the answers to these so I can act like I knew it.
Do you know her ancestry?
I do.
All right.
Some of it, anyway. You know, what normal people know.
It's Mother's Day, everyone. If you couldn't answer those questions...
Now, let me ask you all those questions of your mom.
Yes, no. Has other stories planned.
I want to hear this.
This
Where did your mom go to high school? What was the name of her high school?
She went to high school at Brooklyn High.
Oh my God, you fire.
Yes, she did. She did so.
They didn't just name one school Brooklyn High. There were probably 20 high schools in Brooklyn. What's her favorite color?
Pink.
Why? Because it's Isla's favorite color.
That's right. That's what comes to
mind. What's the name of the first boy she kissed?
Sadly, it's Vince.
Oh.
Is it really?
Oh, my God.
Your dad.
Vince and Sandy told Vinny that they were the only boyfriend, girlfriend they ever had. That's adorable.
I hate to tell you this, but it's the true story.
Hmm.
My mom's mom passed away when my mom was 13.
Oh.
And she had to take over for her little sister and brother as sort of the wife in the family. She was helping in a big way. She didn't get to go fool around the way we all got to go fool around. She was bummed.
Yeah.
And then my dad came along and she was in.
She's like, I got to get out of this house.
Right.
Yeah, how are we
getting... Get me out of here, Vince.
That's it. That's the story.
What was her first car?
It was my dad's GTO.
Oh, she didn't even have a car before then? Wow.
So, but my dad had a kick. There's one picture of my dad's bright red GTO.
Your mom always kind of had the coolest cars.
They lived in California, so they had just come here because he's a Marine and was stationed here. It's her. When I first saw the picture, I'm like, whoa. He's got my mom on the hood of his GTO, like posed like some hottie. I'm like, oh God, Dad!
Cute.
Jesus Christ!
That's adorable. It was his Sandy.
Yeah.
What is this? You made mom a pinup? Come on!
She was my pinup.
So I looked up Brooklyn High School in New York.
It's there, right?
Well, there's a Brooklyn Technical High School.
Yeah, your mom did not go to Brooklyn Technical High School.
And
BS.
There's the other one that's close to Brooklyn High School is called the Bronx High School of Science.
That's it. No, that ain't it.
Bronx and Brooklyn are totally different boroughs.
Oh, they are. Okay, yeah. So did she go to Brooklyn Technical? That's the number 11th best public high school in New York.
There's
yeah,
no way
I think
she
that's
went to
the
Brooklyn
one.
Technical.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I seem to remember her Letterman jacket.
Uh-huh. BT. Should have read BS.
Anyway, moms really do love getting flowers and a card on Mother's Day, so consider, at the very least, giving them something.
They do
cause,
love that?
Yeah, they do. Mm. You don't. You're not into it.
I don't need any flowers, but I'm happy if you get them for me. It means you thought of me.
Top 10 things mom wants this year.
This
flowers,
week.
A spa day, a card, a day to themselves. Leave me be.
Yeah, a day to
I'm
going to
shoot for that. I'm going to try to get the kids.
Just take them away all day.
Well, not all day.
All That's, day,
You're
Vinny.
Asking for too much.
It's a day. It's Mother's Day.
I can't
the
go
whole
the
day.
Whole day. It's not going to happen.
The day.
I'm going to at least let her sleep. Don't.
Day.
She's too. The baby needs her mama.
Nah, she doesn't.
She does. Trust
Good.
Me.
6 months old now.
She still throws an elbow into my neck. She doesn't want to. She's not a cuddler for. Mm. She's like perched for. Where's mom?
Mama.
All day. Stiff arm. That's what I get.
Is your kid like mama. That too? Towards
yes.
You?
Well, when I'm with her alone, we're great. But when mom's around, it's like stiff arm to the face. Like, get out of my face.
a kisser or hug her.
She's talking yet, your kid?
Yeah, she says a lot of random things. She can. It's funny how she can repeat everything now. Oh. Like, you know, whatever. You want to eat? She goes, eat, eat, eat. It's so funny.
Like a little bird.
Cute.
Yeah, it's adorable. But yeah, super mean.
Did you kiss swear?
Only when she repeated
something.
No, only when she repeated something that I shouldn't have said in front of
like
her.
Like what? Like give us
yes word.
Sometimes you just like, you know, instinctively say things. Yes. And you're like, oh, I shouldn't have said that because she just said it too. Dummy.
Well, those are the words they like the best.
You kids swear, Vin?
She said hell the other day, and both. I told you guys the story already.
Oh,
that's why he says heck now.
In the car, right.
Both of us had an instant laugh, like, oh my God. And then mom, I look over, like, isn't that? And she's just staring at me, like, that's you. And I'm like, wait, you didn't get that from me. And she, yeah, I got it from dad. Such a sellout.
You're like, what happened to our laugh? We're just laughing about it.
Remember how fun that was a minute ago?
Yeah.
Good times, everyone.
Let's go back to that.
I'm working on it, though. I'm becoming a better dad. Last night, I told you guys.
Yeah.
I pitched to her some ball. Mm. Then I
loved
hit
it.
Grounders to her at the park. Then we took some selfies.
Did she catch any of those?
Yeah, she's just, well, I mean.
Is she running up,
she
to,
running
the
up to the ball?
She runs
now?
Up to them, sure. Mm. She's doing better.
Good.
Misses
I know
quite a
she'll
few.
Be.
They get right past her. And then
it's great
rolling.
That you can. She
and then
kept
she
her
turns,
attention
she
for
makes
that
this
long.
Big turn around, this big arc turn.
Uh-huh. It's like stop and pivot. Stop and pivot.
Just wait. All right.
Well, it's fun to be a kid. Just run around a little bit.
Tacos.
Oh God, I love tacos so much.
You would expect that 100% of 100% of people polled would say. Tacos are the best thing I ever ate.
Well, no, not the best thing I've ever eaten, but I would think that in the 90% that people are like there's some kind of taco for everybody.
Yeah.
Whether you like a fish taco or just a bean taco, hell, have a kale taco for all I care. It's all about the taco. Soft taco, hard taco.
2% of Americans say they've never even had a taco.
What?
2% of Americans.
Where do they live?
In America.
In Alaska?
They live in America.
How do you avoid tacos?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to ask you is like, how do you...
I can't even imagine
it should
life
be,
without tacos.
This is unanimous. Yeah. Tacos.
Those people need to be helped.
Maybe they don't like tortillas.
Well, okay. That doesn't seem...
Somewhere in the Americas right now, there's a person who says, no thanks, no tacos for me. I don't know how it happens.
And they just never had a taco. That's sad. It's like their life isn't full.
No, thanks. I don't want a taco.
Oh, I want a taco right now, and I just had a grilled cheese sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Our text number is...
Taco, juicy taco.
800-400-3697. May I remind you, you're driving, so please don't text and drive.
Oh, yeah, we haven't been saying that.
Don't do it.
Forgot.
Don't text and drive.
Crunch. Please, if you wouldn't mind, send an email to Bala Kinwood with our apologies, as we haven't said repeatedly today. Don't text and drive.
Don't do it. We'll say it more, though. We'll say it a lot now that we've been alerted.
Say what?
Don't text and drive.
Good job.
Thanks. It's up to us to save people.
From texting and driving.
Yeah. Otherwise, they wouldn't even realize that they shouldn't do it. You know, thank God for us, right?
Do you think anyone puts on their phone when we say that?
Yeah, I do.
Come on.
Everyone
believe.
Does. I think everybody in their car goes, well, they're right. I'm going to put this down.
I believe there's a lady at Entercom headquarters in Bala Kinwood who's currently patting herself on the back for having saved Californian
lives.
Drivers.
Thank God for that lady.
We are her mouthpiece.
Yep.
We got her memo.
You tell us what to say. We'll say it.
And we're stuck with it.
Don't text and drive.
Good job.
Thanks.
Here's some of the stuff you guys said. There was still no shortage of Uber drivers in San Francisco yesterday during the strike.
No doubt.
I didn't expect that would be the case.
It's a gig economy, and this is what I'm doing to pay my bills.
Right.
I need to pay those.
Yo, Vinny. You keep talking about these driverless cars. How do I get in on that? I would love to be a test passenger. They're coming.
Mm.
That's what they're working on right now. And you see them mapping... all the time around here.
I'm wondering, actually, because we were talking about how, you know, would you take a driverless car? And I definitely would. And I wonder, like, if you think about, like, what the price of gas is, or just if you're charging an electric car and the wear and tear and, you know, the maintenance you have to do on a car and insurance, if it would actually be cheaper if they had those cars everywhere, if you just, like, you'd just call up a car. And it would show up, and mm-hmm. it might actually cost you less money than it would to have a car. Maybe not you, because you got a long drive.
I have fears about being in a car that doesn't have a steering wheel, too. So I'm going to stick to driving myself.
But that car wouldn't have to park. You know what I mean? Like, it would drop us off here at the building and then just circle.
Right.
We
don't want that.
Until someone else grabbed it.
We don't.
That's
guess.
What's going to happen.
All right. Maybe.
Maybe no one will own cars anymore. Oh, I'm down with that. There's people who love cars so much, like Johnny V. I can't imagine him not having a car.
Mm-hmm. Funny, when I watched the Sharks win last night, I didn't notice the Muppet announcer calling the plays. LOL.
Oh, yeah, that's the new girl.
Sarah's such a princess. You get out of the car on the curb in front of the building like the rest of us normal human beings. Dot, dot, dot.
What? I don't know what I did.
What did you do?
I don't know. I am kind of a princess, though.
You were talking about... how the driverless car would park downstairs in the garage.
I was saying if I owned the driverless car, that's all. Like, that I would want to still park it in my spot. Like, I don't want to have to pay for the parking of my driverless car. I'll just make it circle all morning.
Regarding the Uber strike, I noticed there was a lot less traffic downtown San Francisco and commuting in on the Bay Bridge yesterday.
Really?
Oh, well, that's fantastic. I hope that actually happened. I mean, the traffic is unbelievable.
Right. I am really thinking about that Sharks call last
Did you guys see that? Don't try to set that back up.
Oh,
you didn't get her joke? Her joke made the whole thing.
The whole thing was for
the joke.
You cut me out. Just cut out all that middle stuff and just go right to the she's great, because I say he in there. So in the future, when we play that over
we're not
and
playing
over,
that anymore.
Really? I'm thinking maybe we might.
I'll save it just in case, I guess.
Yeah, just in case. Tomorrow's another day.
Mm-hmm. Never know.
I thought infinitely recyclable plastic was called aluminum.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We got to figure this out, people.
Blinking through the tears at the mom and son graduation story. Love it. Oh, my God. I'm crying over here. What a beautiful story.
I can't believe she had to choose between her own graduation from college and her son's graduation, and they managed to figure out a way. The schools collaborated to make it happen.
Yeah, that's
your text will be the lead-in for our peak of the week right after these messages.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.